Okay.
Why was they vaccinated?
I don't remember the details on it, but I remember it was in Port Lavaca, and it was a confirmed case of diphtheria, and they had all officials down from Washington and all this kind of junk, but it never went anywhere. I think the person got all right, too.
A disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
I don't know. Yellow jaundice?
Okay. And when you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis or appendix.
Which would you call it?
He's got appendicitis.
And someone ate something that didn't agree with him, and it came back up, and so he had to...
He threw up, or he vomited, or in high school it was upchucked.
Which sounds better?
I say threw up.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
Well, how about... Oh, another one they used to say was he pitched his cookies.
How does that sound?
That sounds... like high school stuff.
What about puke?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's mothers. I hate that. That's gross. That's mother and daddy's.
What'd
they say? They puked. Ah! That's enough to make you throw up.
Is that the term they use?
Yes, that's it.
If someone threw up, you'd say he was sick. Where?
In the stomach.
And you'd say, if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you had to start work before?
Daybreak.
Or before?
The sun.
Before sun.
Before the sunrise.
And you worked until?
Before sunup. Before sunup, not sunrise.
And you worked until?
Sundown.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun.
Rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun...
was up. Or rose. It rose.
Okay, and when I got outside, the sun had already...
risen.
And if your neighbor had gotten some news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you about it. She said she hurried right over. For what reason?
To tell me.
And you tell a child, if you did that again, I'm gonna... do what?
I'm gonna... spank you, is that...
Did you ever say take and spank you or go and spank you?
If you do that again, I'm gonna spank you. Let's see. No.
Did you ever use go and do something or take and...
oh, something? Go and do something.
I mean, how would you use it?
Well, let's see. I'm gonna go and tell mother what happened just now. Like that.
And how would you use the words up, down, or over talking about location? Like you'd say, last week I saw him, what, Houston, I saw him.
Oh. Last week I saw him up in Houston.
What about Brownsville?
We saw him down by the border, like that.
What's the difference up and down?
It's just the direction. The sense up would be northern, up north from us. Down would be south.
What about over?
Okay, she was over here. That means just in this general vicinity. I either go over there or she comes over here.
What about if you're talking about Austin or San Antonio?
Austin. We went up to Austin.
What about San Antonio?
We went up to San Antonio.
What about Galveston?
Oh, we went over to Goliad. That's because that's the general vicinity. Galveston would be up to Galveston.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else you'd say besides bunch?
The whole kit and caboodle.
Okay.
The whole gang.